This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Hot and humid chance for showers today on this August 20th, but as we head into the belly of the beast of hurricane season, apparently there's some kind of high-pressure ridge or something. I don't understand it, but the Gulf is closed, and we don't have to worry about any systems heading into the Gulf for the next 10 days, which is good. That'll take us to August 30th, past the 29th, and then we'll see what happens from there. We're talking now to Joyce Epstein, co-director of the Center on School, Family, and Community Partnerships and the National Network of Partnership Schools and a professor of education at Johns Hopkins about homework. And it can be controversial. Good morning, Dr. Epstein. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. Glad to be with you today.
Thank you for taking the time with us. This homework thing, it's not new, huh? People have been questioning homework for a long time.
Very, very long time. Every year about this time at the start of the school year, it's a perennial and always interesting topic.
In my household, and I guess I was raised in a different generation, but the only discussion of homework was you got it and you do it and make sure you have it done and then you go to bed and then you go to school the next day. Have things changed?
Well, we hope so. So, you know, that doing your homework is a very important part of being a young school scholar, but there are ways to design homework so that it's more interesting and that helps youngsters build some skills of interaction and discussion and pride with what they're doing in school.
But I guess, as I think about it, they tell you that for college, you're supposed to do 2 hours of homework for every hour in the class, right? That's what I think is what they said. But that's different than high school than grammar school or middle school. Am I wrong or not?
No, you're quite right. That's not a good rule for the younger grades. We were working with kindergarten kids. They thought homework was great because it was something their older siblings did. But there's a lot of information about homework now and not a kind of a hard rule of how much time per grade level. There are a lot of design activities that make any time more worthwhile. And so we don't deal with minutes, even though in research, minutes has been the kind of measure that most researchers have used over decades. But we're trying to move to something more interesting.
Let me take a sidebar real quick here. And that is college really is more about learning to think and teaching yourself, right? That's why you need the 2 hours as opposed to the 1 hour?
Well, it's not 2 hours or 1 hour. In terms of the younger grades, we really want to move to of good homework. And I'm not really keen or aware of rules at the college level. That can really billow into many hours of work on essays and papers and things. That's not really a helpful kind of strategy for thinking about K through 12.
I always thought that college was about teaching you how to think, not necessarily, and I think that's, to me, what a college degree proves, and perhaps not in engineering, but that you can, I know that's not what you're on, I just took that side road here, to prove that you can teach yourself and you can critically think. How do you even go about determining what is... Somebody texted and said, help, my fifth grader's already killing me with the homework. When my kid started high school, I gave her my college ring. And she said, why are you giving me this? And I said, because I'm done. I have done all the homework I'm going to do. You are on your own unless you are absolutely stuck. Then come get me because I'm not going to do it for you. And, of course, her response was to promptly lose my college ring. But that's neither here or there. How do you go about determining what is the right amount of homework? How does a teacher even go about this? Is there a national standard?
No, there shouldn't be a national standard because every grade level and every subject area is really different. So one of the rules that you mentioned just now that's quite important is that homework is always the student's responsibility and never the parent's responsibility. So we have ways to help youngsters talk about what they're learning in class, and talking to parents and grandparents, neighbors, and others about what they learned or how they did things when they were their age, activities that help youngsters take charge of their learning and take charge of having conversations or interviews with their family and friends makes the homework really more interesting. And so it's really not about minutes. It's about creating homework that really captures the youngster's interest and makes everybody more interesting and more interested in what kids are learning in class. So if your daughter had interviewed you about how you were working or thinking in school when you were her age, that would have been a good assignment.
Another good assignment would be to find my college class ring. Somebody texted and said, I've been teaching for 24 years, junior high and high school, and I'm the opinion that if a teacher uses class time wisely and efficiently, homework is not needed. Kids need to go home and be kids, play with their friends, go swimming, eat ice cream. Kids need to be kids after school. I don't remember doing homework in high school. I'm sure I did because I got out of high school. So tell you what, let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. All right, doctor?
Sure.
Don't take a break yet? All right, let's keep going then. They're waving me off like an air traffic controller. So let's talk about that now. Can you get it all done in a classroom, or is part of the homework process about kids learning to teach themselves?
Well, one of the things that we've studied are the purposes of homework. So that's what your question really raises. If there's no purpose, don't make an assignment. It's all done in class. But there are 10 purposes, 9 of which are valid, that have different designs for homework. So if the purpose is to have the teacher communicate with parents so they don't have to come into a school meeting, then having an assignment where the parents sort of sign off or say they talk to their youngster or check that it was done is one kind of design for that purpose. If the purpose is to have the parent learn what the kids are doing in school that's so interesting that it just takes really a minute or two to talk about, then the design of the homework helps the youngster, not the parent, but the youngster, share something really interesting they learned in math or science or reading or social studies. And it helps the parents see what's happening in school without having to come in to a school meeting, which parents really do not have time to do.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at a story here from Johns Hopkins University Education .edu about no homework does not guarantee that all students will spend their free time in productive and imaginative play. And that's interesting because of the text I got, you can always counter that with idle hands to the devil's workshop, right?
Well, possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW. Countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
So that's true too, but you know, there's time for play and there's time for homework, and some homework, we call it interactive. Interactive homework means the parent and child are going to be talking together. The child is in charge, the student is in charge, but they're going to show, share, or demonstrate something really fun, good, interesting, important that they learned in class.
Doctor, let me take a break now. I'm being cleared by air traffic control to land, so let's check traffic. Then we'll come back and talk about interactive homework. 722 traffic now, WWL. 727, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Joyce Epstein, Dr. Joyce Epstein, co-director of the Center on School, Family, and Community Partnerships and the National Network of Partnership Schools, and a professor of education at Johns Hopkins. Professor, I apologize for the paint ain't paint, but that's read what they give me. Let's talk about interactive homework.
All right. Well, we have a process called TIPS, Teachers Involve Parents in Schoolwork, that helps the student show, share, and demonstrate what they're learning in class in math, science, and language arts. These are materials that teachers in the grades K through 8 can use, because it's hard to engage parents in every subject in every grade level in ways that parents really can enjoy the communication with their children.
Yeah, so, you know, as you say that, Doctor, I hate to interrupt, but so many times you ask your kids when they come home, what'd you learn today? Nothing. How was school? Yeah. Okay. But if
so, you know, that's the question between the door and the refrigerator.
Exactly. So, but if you drill down, then they'll be responsible to pay attention in school, and then it reinforces the material by them repeating it back to you, right?
That's correct. So after the door to the refrigerator, then the question is, what was most interesting that you learned today? What was the best fun you had? In which class was that? And a lot of our TIPS materials help students talk to parents about what is actually in the real world that they use that really echoes the same skills and talents they're learning in school. So it becomes something that's real.
When it comes to making homework interesting, is there a way to do that for kids?
Well, this is the teacher's job, and we have our materials that help teachers to do this. In teacher prep programs, they're rarely focused on homework, which is too bad and needs to be corrected. And so our National Network of Partnership Schools, which also includes the Calcasieu local district, by the way, they're doing a wonderful job with us, and other districts are welcome to join in. But the notion is that we can really help teachers understand the 10 purposes of homework, so they can design homework to engage parents or to work with peers or to help children build special talents. All of those things require different homework designs.
Doctor, thank you very much. Very interesting. Joyce Epstein, co-director of the Center on School, Family, Community Partnerships, National Network of Partnership Schools, a professor of education at Johns Hopkins. Is there a website to which parents can go to learn more about this?
Absolutely. We are trying to work with school district level leaders. It's www.partnershipschools.org. www.partnershipschools.org.
It sounds like a great idea about that, asking them what did they do and explain it to me. Explain to me what you learned in school today. Thank you, Doctor. I appreciate your time. We'll talk to Steve Nelson when we come back, General Superintendent of the Sewerage and Water Board. That power station is supposed to come online on Monday. It didn't. We'll talk about why when we return. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan. 7:45, quarter till 8. The abuse I get from the staff here is beyond belief. It just is beyond belief. Oh, I did forget to tell you that Mr. Lewis and I, Demo 911, he's going to be at the Pontchartrain Home Show all weekend. I'll be there with him Sunday from 11 until 1, so stop by and say hello if you're going. Steve Nelson joins us now, our friend, General Superintendent of the Sewerage and Water Board of New Orleans. How you doing, Steve?
I'm doing well, Tommy. How are you?
I'm okay. Tell me what's going on with this substation.
Yeah. So
wait, take me back for a second.
Yes,
for people that have heard about it for a while, but maybe have forgotten, tell me what the substation is designed to do.
Yeah, so the Sewerage and Water Board, we've got 93 large pumps, and by large, we're talking the capability of pumping up to 7,500 gallons per second in some of these pumps. They're like 12 feet in diameter. So
say that again?
Really, 7,000 to us. It's 1,000 cubic feet per second, which is about 7,500 gallons every second.
A second?
So every second.
Wow.
Yes. Drainage Pump Station 6 will fill a cube the size of the Smoothie King Center in about 15 minutes.
Man.
So we're moving immense amounts of water. And about half of those pumps run on a flavor of power. It's AC power, but it has a different frequency than what comes out of our outlets. So for 125 years, we've been generating this 25 hertz power, and that's been accomplished through a series of different pieces of equipment, including T4, turbine 4, this is a steam powered turbine, turbine 5, which is gas powered, some electromotive diesels, which are big converted train locomotives, and other frequency changer equipment. This power complex is going to take a dedicated feed, a line running to Entergy's 9 Mile power generation station, convert that power at one location to 25 hertz power, and then we'll be able to use that power to power those old pumps. So we will no longer have to rely on turbine 4, which was built sometime in the early 1900s, World War One era technology. Turbine 5, which is newer, but still 1950s, and then all of these 15 different sources of power, we're going to have one source of power with three different frequency changers that will be brand new, and so that's going to be...
For every pumping station, Steve?
This is related to the old pumping stations, the stations in what we refer to as the old part of the city. So this is the Industrial Canal to the Parish Line, the lake to the river. The West Bank in New Orleans East have their own sets of pump stations and power sources.
Okay. So what's going on with the substation construction?
So the substation, so Entergy's component of the substation is complete. There's 25 hertz power there. We're using, instead of the turbines, we're using what's called frequency changers. Though that equipment is on site, it's been tested with a what we call a load bank, for lack of a better term. I'll try and keep this fairly simple. It's
too
a
late.
Giant.
Too yeah. late.
Okay, it's a giant space heater, and by giant I mean the size of a double wide trailer.
That's pretty big.
And so we've been able to test it on the load bank. It tested great. Gave us 24 megawatts of power, which is which is perfect. That's, mm-hmm. We need 44 megawatts at peak demand. So the one frequency changer will give us half of that. The second frequency changer will fill that out. And then the third frequency changer will be there for redundancy. Mm-hmm. So that first test went really well last week. Friday, we were going to, at a place where we were going to start running a small pump. And then we've got to run the big pumps, those 7,500 gallon a second pumps. And then we've got to get into some real-world scenarios where we've got to have rain events, and then we're putting it through its paces, running big pumps and then big pumps in combinations just to make sure that it handles the load properly. When we got to the point where we were running the small pump, we were tying the system together, and we had a fuse blow on one of the pieces of equipment. So the fuse did what it was supposed to do, but this is a part of testing. It seems like it's probably a wiring issue. We've got the contractor on site diagnosing the issue. I've been working on it. all of this week, and we anticipate being able to pick up the testing with small pumps and then big pumps starting again next week.
So let me take the risk of hurting myself here. If the blues for you, that meant it was drawing too many amps, so something has to be redesigned? Or
well,
thicker wires.
Redesigned. There's probably it's probably a wiring issue. I don't know exactly what it is at this point, but the contractor is working through it. It doesn't seem to be a major mechanical issue. As I said earlier, it did run well on the load bank. It did what it was supposed to do, and this is why we go through the testing. We don't want to find an issue, but if it's there, we want to ID it and diagnose it, fix it, and continue on.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up here. We come back 7:51, 9 till 8. Somebody texted in and said it's not the power, it's the equipment that fails. We'll address that when we return. Steve Nelson, General Superintendent of the Sewage and Water Board, a PE, a professional engineer. Steve, so you got to have an idea about the wiring, and if you can put a thicker wire? Is that the answer, or do you need a couple of different wires, or you don't know enough yet?
I don't know quite enough yet, and we're not talking about one or two wires. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of connections, so okay. That's what the contractor's working through right now.
All right. I thought I'd hurt myself. I just wanted to check. 7:51, 9 till 8, traffic now, WWL. 7:57 a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Steve Nelson, General Superintendent of the Sewerage and Water Board of New Orleans. Steve, the public seems to be embracing your message, Tommy said, tongue-in-cheek. Still using ancient equipment, all power in world won't matter. They had how long to make sure this works? Now it's wiring. A thought about electricity as opposed to the equipment itself?
It's certainly not the power. The power is there. We've just got to make sure the equipment works, and that is the purpose of testing, is making sure that each piece of equipment functions properly, and so that when we do go into needing it in a critical situation, that it functions the way it's supposed to.
Somebody else texted in, all this info means nothing. Are you using the grid or still using generators? This is wired to 9 Mile, right?
It is. So it's currently, we do have some of the power that comes from the grid and some of it from generators, and that's part of the challenge, is that you've got all these different sources of power. So even when they work properly all the time, you've got all of these different sources of power. So having a dedicated feed from Entergy's power plant is gonna really make things a lot more secure.
Let me hit this text up for you. We are attempting to mismatch power. The system designed by Commodore Baldwin matched power to the pump engine on site. Engines on site. Let me read the rest of it. The pump motor should match the power. We're trying to change this part of the design and use one of adapters. The politicians should never have gotten involved in industrial design. Thoughts?
I'm going to try and interpret that as best I can. The system, it's 125 years old. At one point, that 25 hertz power was the source of power that was most readily available here in New Orleans. If it were feasible at the price point to replace all of the existing pumps, that is certainly what we would have done. But well, I would have to replace buildings
price
and meters.
Be,
oh, gosh, it would be in the billions with a B.
All right, that goes back to what contractors always tell you. Oh, yeah, I can do anything you want if you got the money. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it. When is the plan expected to come online? Do you know, the substation?
So testing will resume again next week, and as long as testing goes well, we'll be testing small and then large pumps next week, and then things the following week.
Thank you.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.